Good morning or good afternoon. I'm Dino, the Chorus Call operator for this conference. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q2 H1 2010 results. This call must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Erez Alroy, Co-CEO of SHL. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's Alroy speaking. I have with me, like always, Mr. Eran Antebi, our CFO. We'll go through the H1 Q2 results. We'll go through the presentation, and of course, we'll leave time for Q&A. Let me start directly from slide number four. I just go quickly over the business line of SHL as a reminder. When we look at our business, we are working in two major business line today, a B2C model and B2B model. The B2C model more representative of the Israeli business, the B2B more representative of the German business. As we started a consumer effort in Germany as well, we'll start to see in Germany and in the U.K. in the second half, B2C as well. Overall, the trends that affected our business are same trend, aging population, cost pressure, and consumerism affect both parts of our business. From the service platform, it's the same platform that work for the two models, same medical monitoring center platform, IT system, the same platform. We are active, as we all know, from a B2C model, we are active mainly in Israel, and we started the market entry in Germany, and we are going to start in the U.K. second half. B2B model, we have, that's most of the German business is B2B model. From a service point of view, B2C is ECG monitoring, consulting, reassuring. The B2B is mainly congestive heart failure monitoring, and we are starting two new disease, diabetes and COPD. From a business model point of view, B2C is fully private pay, out-of-pocket money, both in Israel and Germany and in the U.K. will be, and B2B, it's fully reimbursed by the country classes. From a market growth point of view, Israel, from a business, is a mature market, a single-digit growth or a very low growth, whereas Germany, we expect high growth, and the new initiative, we expect high growth as well. If we look at the highlights, major highlight of Q2, the Q2 highlights before we jump into the numbers, we see the continuous and consistent progress in our plan, in the plan that we announced in the beginning of the year. We start to see if we all remember at the beginning of the year, we were quite concerned about the overall consolidation process that happening in Germany due to the healthcare reform. We start to see the normalization back to normal, signs of back to normal from a regular practice of business. We already had the first half two new cooperation agreement with our healthcare clients. From our point of view, we see it as a good sign of back to normal doing business, and we are very positive toward the German market. We commenced our marketing activity toward the consumer market in Germany and the preparation for the entry to the U.K. We launched it, and we see the progress as we expected with our plans. We invested in that in the consumer market in the first half of the year, about $2 million, mainly in the marketing activity. That means most of the investment, we expect to invest around the same amount in the second half of the year. We are pleased with the progress in this part. Israeli operations continue to be stable and performing well as planned. From a financial result point of view, of course, Ran and Tebby will go deeply into that in a second. Overall, we had at a constant exchange rate, we had about 5.5% growth in our revenue as compared to Q2 09. EBITDA went up. EBITDA was $2.8 million. Which represents about 23% of revenue. The EBIT was $1.5 million. Net income was $1.5 million. And the operating cash flow was $2.8 million compared to 1.6 in Q2 09. At this point, I would like to turn the presentation to Mr. Antebi to go deeply into the Q2 half one results. Ron, please.
Hello, everyone. First of all, we'll look at our second quarter numbers. In terms of revenues, our revenues were $12 million. Again, as Erez has stated, in terms of constant exchange rates, growth was 5.5%. Our gross profit improved as well. Gross profit margin improved from 66 to over 67%. In terms of our operating expenses, increased, all due to the launch of our services to private pay consumers in Germany. So most of the growth in expenses is related to selling and marketing, and a bit of additional R&D expenses, while general administration expenses went a bit down compared to 2009. Overall, this growth, growth in revenues and growth in selling and marketing expenses led our operating profit to be $1.5 million. If we look at that's a 12.5% of revenues, and if that's a bit lower than the second quarter of 2009, but if we look at the constant exchange rates, we can see that overall our operating profit has remained steady. In terms of EBITDA, pretty much the same as the second quarter of 2009. In terms of financial income, we had financial income of $500,000, better than the second quarter of 2009. Overall, our operations led us to have a net income of $1.5 million compared to $1.6 million in the second quarter of 2009. And if we look at constant exchange rates, then we see that our net income has improved a bit. That's for the second quarter results. If we look at our half-year results, our revenues are $24.4 million for the first half of 2010. That's around 10% growth. But if we look at the constant exchange rates again, real growth, excluding fluctuations in currencies, was 7.2%. That's almost $2 million of growth. Again, we see the improved gross profit percentage in constant exchange terms, the increased operating expenses, which overall in the first half of 2010 led us to have the same operating profit as first half of 2009. And improved EBITDA compared to the first half of 2009, with net income, overall net income of $3.1 million compared to $2.8 million in the first half of 2009. That's a 10% improvement. If we look in the, at constant exchange terms, we can see that actually our net income improved by a bit more. Overall, we can see that the revenue growth that was generated during the first half year was mainly invested in our new consumer services launched in Germany. So that growth provided for the increased selling and marketing expenses, which were mostly advertising expenses, web-based advertising. And so overall, our results, even though revenues grew, our results remained pretty much on par and stable compared with the first half of 2009. A bit about going to the next slide, a bit about the distribution of revenues in terms of geography. We can see the growth by geography on the right side, whereas we have a small growth in Israel, revenues from the revenue participation in the U.S. from the Philips deal has remained pretty much the same, and almost all of the growth came from Germany, $1.4 million of growth came from Germany. So overall, if you look at the first half of 2009 compared to the first half of 2010, we can see, as expected, that the revenues in Germany are accounting for a bit more of our overall revenues in 2010 compared to 2009. We go to the next slide and look at our balance sheet. Again, there is no major change compared to what we saw in the last quarter or at year end. Overall, our current assets are $27.5 million. Out of them, $19.6 million are cash equivalents, and marketable securities. Our long-term assets consist mainly of deferred taxes and prepaid expenses and trade receivables, long-term trade receivables, mainly related to the cash that is to be received from the Philips deal in 2007, which we expect to receive 2011, 2012, and 2013. Fixed assets has remained pretty stable. We keep on investing and buying new devices to lend to our additional subscribers and patients. And intangible assets, there is no change compared to year-end. Overall, we see that our balance sheet, as we saw at year-end, is very simple, stable, with equity of over $66 million, which is over 70% of our balance sheet is equity. And again, we feel very comfortable with our balance sheet and the fact that it can support all of our objectives and goals in the future. We look at our next slide, cash flow during the second quarter and the first half of 2010. Our cash flow in the quarter and in the first half has improved significantly compared to the comparable period in 2009. We see that during the quarter we've generated $2.8 million of operating cash flow compared to $1.6 million. We have invested a bit less, but pretty much on par compared to the second quarter of 2009. We have repaid some short-term bank credit that we took, and overall we see that our cash during the quarter decreased by a million. If we look at the first half of 2010, we see that overall with our operating cash flow has pretty much doubled compared to the first half of 2010. First half of 2009, and we've generated cash, $3.5 million of cash. We've invested all of it in R&D and fixed assets, mainly devices that we lend to our subscribers. So excluding exchange rate changes, we've pretty much stayed on par in terms of cash flow, and this even with the additional investment in sales and marketing that was done in this half year. So we're definitely happy with that. So overall, our cash and marketable securities have declined by $500,000. Compared to the end of the year.
Okay, for the next slide, for our guidance for 2010, remains the same. We confirmed the guidance that we gave in the beginning of the year of revenues of $53 to $55 million and net income of 4 to $6 million. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer now.
First question is from Ms. Carla Benziger of Bank Vontobel. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
I have a question about the signs you see in Germany that you believe it's that the market is going to normalize again. Can you quantify how many contracts you signed in the past quarters, for example, or just quantify a bit what you see and also maybe give us a feeling about what you're going to expect for the next two quarters or so?
As for the past, it's two contracts, two new ones. And in the last year, we had basically zero. New contracts. All the new customers that we gained in the last year in Germany, all the growth came from the existing contracts that we have. And actually, we felt that the market is came into a kind of a freeze because of the consolidation that you have between the different insurance companies, which is still going on significantly. We start to feel it's more... of course, it's two relatively smaller contracts, but we feel that there is a bit more. I try to be very cautious here, Carla. We feel that it's there's a beginning of a new openness to commence with contracts with the contractual agreement with in the market. It's very, as it is normally with big contracts like this, it's very hard to say how much or when one will be closed. If I can say that if the beginning of the year we felt that it would be very hard to close this year any contract because everybody are either in a merger process or in a merger negotiation, We feel more optimistic now, but I don't want to give any numbers, any new numbers now. If you'll excuse me here.
Mm-hmm. But did you also experience some problems with the existing customers due to the reform, or were you unaffected by this? The business that you had before was not affected at all. Is that correct?
There was just one at the beginning of the year, a very minor one. With a pilot project, which happened in the beginning of the year, but was very, very small. But at this point, we're not affected by that.
Okay. And maybe about the B2C business in Germany, can you give us any indications, any numbers, how many patients you signed up? Or just, I mean, I know you won't give a specific number, but just the range, maybe?
Or maybe the names of the clients. It's hundreds already. It's hundreds of clients, hundreds of new clients. And I could say, and every month is growing by. I cannot say that number, but it's a growing pace of hundreds of clients.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And that's just in Germany, Carla. In the UK, we did not start selling yet.
Yes. Yes. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
The next question is from Mr. Reto Portman of Z Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Reto.
Good morning.
Two questions. One, again, on B2C in Germany. When will you start to be a bit more specific on the number of clients? When will you give a bit more specific numbers? That's the first question. And the second one is, the net income guidance looks in the meanwhile rather conservative, looking at your outlook for Germany. What could happen that you are in the lower range of your guidance? Like 4 million net income.
Well, we gave a guidance because the amount of investment that is planned in our consumer services is something it's variable in terms of what we achieve and how much we need to invest. So we gave quite a large range because since it's a new service that we give in Germany into a new market that we enter, visibility and things that we we know are a bit less than usual. So we can see that during the half year we're around $3 million of net income. So as you say, right now it seems that we are at the high end of the guidance, but still there are things that sometimes are unforeseen in that terms. Even though we expect to invest pretty much the same amount as in the first half. So from our point of view, as long as we are where we plan to be inside the guidance, so we're fine with that.
I think it's a bit better to be a bit more conservative. As for your first question, was related to the numbers of patients in
B2C.
In the B2C, I think it's clear that I believe that for next year we'll be able to give more information. I think it's because it's the first year of investment in this project. The progress is basically as we expected, but I think it's a bit too early after two quarters to go really into the details here. I think at the end of the year we'll give a bit more information about that.
Okay, it would be great. It would be easier to make a model on that.
Yes, I understand you completely.
The next question is from Mr. Roger Troop of AWP. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been talking a lot about investments into new markets, Germany and also the UK. And but as I stated, the short term, you don't want to go into details about expectations. However, can you give me some ballpark midterm figure about the revenue potential in the B2C market in Germany and the UK?
I think if you look at the B2C market, we expect in the midterm, meaning between 3 to 5 years, to reach between $30 to $60 million in that market. In that market, means in around 30 to 60 thousand private pay subscribers in these two markets. That's basically. And it will be, we expect at this point to be, let's say, 70-30% to a total, or 60-40 towards Germany, UK. But that's the growth figure there.
Yeah, I did have some disturbance in the connection. 30 to 60 million US dollars in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes.
Is that correct? And based on a patient, on 30 to 60,000 patients.
Yes.
Yeah. And the split, Germany, UK, that's some 40-60?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
60% in Germany, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions.
OK, Okay, so thank you very much for joining us at this conference, and we will meet again at the Q3 conference, which will be in the November 10th, right? And so have a nice day, everybody, and enjoy the summer. It's pretty hot here in Israel, I can tell you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.